Love in a Mask or Imprudence and Happiness by Honoré de Balzac. Translated by Alice M. Evimy. Chapter 1. Midnight was striking, and all Paris was astir. The streets were filled with people bent on merrymaking. It was the eve of Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday. Léon de Préval, a young cavalry officer, had just made his way into the opera ball. There, for over an hour, he wandered aimlessly amid the throng that seethed forward and backward, finding no one he knew, and quite failing to grasp the meaning of the stupid greetings flung at him from time to time by the women he passed. Finally, choked with dust, overcome with heat, dizzy with the ceaseless buzz of all these black-robed specters, he asked himself impatiently whether this were indeed pleasure, and turned to find the door. At that moment two masked women came down the steps into the ballroom. Both were strikingly graceful, and both were strikingly well-dressed. They were accompanied by a genial-looking man without a mask. A little murmur of admiration greeted them, and a band of giddy youths fell in behind them, hurling flippant compliments and extravagant gallantries at the two masks. Léon followed with the rest. At every step the curiosity of the crowd added to the numbers of the little procession. Soon it encountered a group of masqueraders, themselves the center of a cortège, who, coming from the opposite direction, threw such confusion into the ranks that one of the ladies, the younger looking of the two, was separated from her friends. Glancing anxiously around her in search of a protector, her eyes fell on Léon, who was following her movements with a good deal of interest, and hastily seizing his arm, "Oh, I implore you," she said nervously, using the familiar thou, "get us out of this and help me find my friends." "I am at your service, lovely mask. Don't be afraid. Trust yourself to me, and come with me." And with the lady clinging to one arm, with the other he cleared a way for her through the press, bringing her safely out at last to the cloak-room. There he seated her on a bench, and volunteered to go to find her some refreshments. "No, stay with me," she said. "I don't want anything. I am really ashamed to have given way to such foolish terror." "Ah, but I am ready to bless the cause. Without it I should not have known the happiness of being chosen by you to protect you." "I am willing to admit that you have rendered me a great service, and I am grateful. I will even implore you to continue to extend your protection until we can find my friends." "What? You want to leave me already? Ah, if only from gratitude, grant me a few minutes." "Well, then, as a reward, I will stay a few minutes with you." They sat down side by side, and the time sped swiftly while they chatted gaily, lightly, together. At last the charming mask bethought herself once more of her missing party. "But who are these friends of yours?" said Léon. "Is it your mother or sister, and perhaps a husband?" "A husband? No, indeed, thank God." "You are not married?" "No, not now." "What, already a widow? How sorry I am for you." "Pray, why should you suppose that I am to be pitied? Are all husbands so kind? Are all men so tender? Is there, on the contrary, one who deserves to be regretted?" "Oh, what an anathema! He is a happy fellow who succeeds in inspiring you with juster, milder feelings." "Toward men? Heaven forbid!" "Then you are determined to drive to despair all the troop of admirers who, no doubt—" "I haven't one. I have just arrived from the other side of the world, and know nobody here." "Nobody, really? Then, fair mask, I put myself down as your first, and you will see that I shall be ever the more devoted, the most constant." "Constant? Bon Dieu! If it is in that strain you are going to talk, I shall leave you forthwith." "What? Does constancy—" "Constancy is but a chain that we pretend to wear in order to impose its weight on another. Now that I am free, perfectly free, I intend to remain so. No man living could induce me to forswear myself." "There is no more freedom for me. I feel that, but I cannot regret it. The chain shall, however, be for me only. You cannot prevent my loving you or hoping—" "Ah, no, 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 monsieur."